We're in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of the page. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. You see Tosfos Bachodesh, Bechodesh Ziv. You go to the Gemara, you go up four lines, five lines. The beginning of the line is Kuf Mem Lamid Kamashmalan. You guys have it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Yochanan, who compiled the Babylonian Talmud, who was a Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos, a disciple of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan is about to teach us something. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the beautiful Rabbi Yochanan taught us, Minayin lamlachim she'en moninen ele minisan. How do you know that when you count the years of the kings, so you count them from the month of Nisan? Where did we get that from? We said in the Mishnah that one in the month of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the kings. Where did it come from? Shenemar. Because it says in the Pasuk, in the beginning of Melachim, in the beginning of Kings, when Shlomo was coming to build the first temple, it says, Vayhi bishmonim shana v'abamot shana litzet Nisan me'etz Mitzrayim. It was in 80 years and 400 years, meaning 480 years, from when the Jews had left Egypt. Bashana avit b'chodesh ziv, it was the fourth year. Notice we said it was 480 years, and now we're saying it's the fourth year. So obviously we're two different counts, right? One's a count from Egypt, and one, I guess, is a count to King Solomon's reign. In the month of Ziv, the Gemara is going to explain later on what the month of Ziv is. Hu achodesh hashini, that's the second month, the month of Iyar, lamelech limloch Shlomo al Yisrael, that Solomon was king over Israel. So you see that the fourth year is a reference to the kingdom of King Solomon. Makish malchut Shlomo liitziat Mitzrayim. The pasuk seems to show us there's a correlation between King Solomon's reign and the exodus from Egypt. Maitziat Mitzrayim in Nisan, af malchut Shlomo in Nisan. Just like the exodus from Egypt, we say that the anniversary comes around every year in Nisan. So too, the kingdom of Solomon, well, the years change in the month of Nisan. V'itziat Mitzrayim gufa minalan de minisan maninan. Who told you that the exodus from Egypt, you changed the number in Nisan? Maybe the Jews left Egypt in Nisan, and when Tishrei came, they said, this is year number two to our exodus from Egypt. Who told you you count from Nisan when it comes to the exodus from Egypt?
Talking about the Charetena, the freedom?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Torah describes it was the second year from when they left Egypt, the third year from when they left Egypt, the 40th year from when they left Egypt. How do you know how that count works? When do you change the years? Maybe just like with the kings, you say with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the month of Tishrei, you switch the number. So half a year after we left Egypt, maybe it became year number two. How do you know? Din ma mitishrei maninan. Maybe you count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. Lo sakadaita. The Gemara says, no, don't think that. I'll prove it to you. Dichtiv, because it says the following. Vayal Aaron HaKohen el Hor HaHar al pi Hashem v'yamot sham. Aaron, the Kohen, the priest, went up to that double mountain on God's say-so, and he passed away up there in the mountain. Bishnat Arvin Mitzet Nesan Meretz Mitzrayim. It was 40 years from when we left Egypt. V'chodesh HaChamishi B'chad L'chodesh. In the beginning of the fifth month. So on Rosh Chodesh of, right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. Rosh Chodesh of the 40th year, the Torah says, Aaron ascended the mountain and passed away. Okay, and then it says, V'chtiv, Vayi b'arba'im shana b'ashteh asa chodesh b'echad l'chodesh t'bir Moshe. And then it says it was the 40th year, the 11th month, meaning the Torah tells us in the beginning of the book of Devarim that Moshe is going to give this whole speech in Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And that's also called the 40th year. So the Gemara assumes that Moshe's speech written in the book of Devarim, the whole book of Devarim, came after Aaron's passing. So then if you're holding in Av, and it's the 40th year, and you're holding 6 months later, and it's still the 40th year, so obviously you don't switch the count of the years in between those months, and then you don't switch the count in Tishrei. If they're holding in the month of Av, and it's called the 40th year, and we're holding 6 months later in the month of Shvat, and we also call it the 40th year, so I infer from that you don't switch the count, the beginning of the year doesn't go in Tishrei, because then it should have switched to the 41st year. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Bishnamahach. I understand when it says 40 years in the Pasuk of Aaron's passing. So I know it's 40 years from when. What's it counting 40? It's 40 years. Mefaresh, the Pasuk explicitly states, it was 40 years, Delitziat Mitzrayim, from the Exodus of Egypt. So I understand that Pasuk, it's clear. It's talking about a count from the Exodus. Elahai, Mimai Delitziat Mitzrayim. But the other Pasuk that says Moshe gave this speech on the 11th month in the 40th year. Who told you it's 40 years from leaving Egypt? Maybe the count was from another big event in Jewish history. Maybe it's talking about 40 years from the erection of the tabernacle. Dilma lakamat ha-mishkan. Maybe the Pasuk in the beginning of the book of Devarim that says this whole book was said starting with the 11th month of the 40th year, is talking about the 40th year to the building of the Mishkan. So who told you that the counts are synonymous? The second time it says 40 years, it doesn't say 40 years from when. It doesn't say 40 years from when we left Egypt. So how could you, again, let's just recap what we said. Rav Yochanan said, the kings, the beginning of their year is in Nisan, because the Pasuk compares King Solomon's reign to the Exodus from Egypt. Exodus from Egypt is in Nisan. The year changes in Nisan. The beginning of the year is in Nisan. So too, the reign of the king. The Gemara says, wait a second. How do you know the Exodus? You count from Nisan. Maybe you count from Tishrei, from the beginning of the regular year. The Gemara says, no. Because it says it was year 40 in the month of Av, when Aaron passed away. And it says it was also year 40 in the month of Shvat, when Moshe gives the speech of the book of Devarim. So you see that in the interim between Av and Shvat, when you had the month of Tishrei, the year didn't change. So now the Gemara counters. The Gemara says, but who said that second verse about Moshe giving the speech, that verse is counting from the Exodus? Maybe one says 40 years, it means 40 years from the building of the Mishkan. Answers the Gemara, no, because we're going to see Bezrat Hashem later on. Next week we're going to see Rav Papa taught that when it says twice year number 20, then it's talking about the same count. So just like when it says twice year number 20, it's talking about the same count, so too over here. When it says twice year number 40, it's talking about the same count. If this one's talking about from the Exodus, as it explicitly states, then the other one that does not state it explicitly is also talking about from the Exodus. That's the Gemara's answer now. Kedama Rav Papa, like Rav Papa told us, Shnat Eslim, L'Gzera Shava. When it says twice, it was the 20th year, that teaches me, Gzera Shava, to tell me they're both going with the same count. Hachanami, so here too, Shnat Arbeim, L'Gzera Shava. Also here, when it says the same wording, year 40, it's coming to align them. Ma kan litziat Mitzrayim, af kan litziat Mitzrayim. They both go with the count from the Exodus. Now the Gemara comes with a bombshell question. The Gemara says, okay, I accept your proof. Aaron passed away, it says it was year number 40 in Av. Moshe gives a speech, it says it was year number 40 in Shvat. But who told you it's written in chronological order? Maybe Aaron passed away after Moshe's speech. Who told you which happened first? Says the Gemara. You see, this is a real bombshell, because that means the Gemara entertained the thought that Moshe would pass away, and then somehow they would interject into the Torah what happens 5 months later when Aaron passes away. That's what the Gemara is thinking. The Gemara is saying, who said this happened first? Well, you know what that means? That means that maybe Aaron's passing happened later, and then who wrote it into the Torah? So we say, okay, Yeshua wrote the last 8 verses about Moshe's passing. So you'll have to say that I guess he wrote this too. This is just a Havamina. The Gemara doesn't accept this. But the fact that the Gemara could entertain such a thought is mind-boggling.
But isn't it true that some rabbis say that this is true, that Yeshua wrote last verses of Torah, or even Moshe, like as a prophetic
reason? No problem. But that, you're talking about something that was written that day, that month. Here you're talking about that something was added to the Torah 6 months later. It's a bit of a problem.
First, it's also written that on the last, I think it's in the last day of Moshe's life, he wrote 12 Sefer Torah, like that. It was not a Superman, but you know how many years does it take to write the Sefer Torah, right?
Chazal say that was a miracle. You're right. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question here. Umimai, how do you know Dimasid de Av Kadim, that what happened in the month of Av came first. Dilma Maasid de Shvat Kadim, maybe what happened in Shvat came first. Maybe it's written out of order. So that's not a good proof. You want to prove to me that when you count to the Exodus, the first of Tishrei is not where you switch the count? Well, that's not a good proof. The Gemara says, no. Lo sakadaitech. No. Aaron passed away before Moshe's speech. How do I know that? Dichtiv, because it says that Moshe gave his whole speech. Acharei akoto, after he smote, after he had destroyed Es Sichon. Sichon, the king Sichon. It was only after Moshe conquered Sichon that he gave the speech of the Book of Devarim. And when Aaron passed away, Sichon was still around. So if it says that Moshe's speech was after he conquered Sichon, then obviously Moshe's speech was also after Aaron passed away. You guys following the line of reasoning? So. Yes.
Didn't they both pass away when they were 120?
No. Aaron passed away at 123.
Yeah, it was 123.
Okay, so should we summarize the reasoning?
Yes.
Okay. Point one, we asked, how do you know that the king's years all begin in Nisan? So we answered, the Pasuk says, compares Solomon's years to the years of the Exodus. If the years of the Exodus, the count always, the number switches. The year begins, the year ends in the month of Nisan. So then the same will hold true for the kings. So far, so good. Then the Gemara goes off on a tangent and says, well, prove to me, how do you know that when it comes to the Exodus, we always count on the month of Nisan? The month of Nisan is the end of the year. How do you know? Maybe it's Tishrei. So the Gemara offers, no. You see that just before Tishrei, 2 months before Tishrei, when Aaron's about to pass away, it says it was year number 40. And 5 months later, when Moshe gives his speech, it's still year 40. So then obviously the month of Tishrei is not where the year changes, because it's still year 40, 5 months after the month of Tishrei. So the Gemara says, well, who told you that 40 is going with the same count? Maybe the 40 of Moshe's speech is a different 40. It's 40 years from the building of the temple, from the building of the tabernacle. The Gemara says, nah, if it says 40 here and 40 there, it's the same count. So the Gemara says, okay, but who told you which came first? Maybe Moshe gave his speech, and 3 months later, 4, 5 months later, Aaron passed away. So they're both year number 40 to the Exodus, but Tishrei didn't pass in between. The Gemara says, no, that can't be, because when Moshe gave its speech, it says he gave it after he conquered Sichon. And that happened only after Aaron's passing. So it cannot be that his speech preceded Aaron's passing. When Aaron passed away, Sichon were still around. How do I know that? How do I know that when Aaron passed away, Sichon was still around? Because it says, right after Aaron's passing, it says, Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad. The Kanani, the king of Arad, heard. And the Talmud says, Mashmua Shama. What did they hear that they came and attacked? Shama Shemet Aaron min Yisrakon Anei Kavod. They heard that Aaron had passed away, and it was in his merits that we had the cloud surrounding us, protecting us. And they heard that now that Aaron died, there were no longer clouds surrounding us and protecting us. Vekasavu, so the Kanani thought, Nitna Rashut Leilachem BiYisrael. Well, God obviously has removed the cloud, so now we could attack. God allows it now. That's why they attacked. Ma'ayinu Dichtiv, that's what the verse says, Vayir'u kol ha'ida ki gava Aaron. The congregation all saw that Aaron passed away. Don't read the verse Rabbi Abu taught. Don't read it to say the congregation all saw that Aaron passed away, but rather the congregation were all seen because Aaron passed away. Because Aaron passed away and the clouds were all scattered, so then everyone was seen. Now everyone could see them. They no longer had that covering. Like Reish Lakish taught, Amar Reish Lakish, Ki Meshalem B'Dalet Lishonot. The word Ki has four possible meanings. I, Dilma, Ela, Deha. One of these four. I, if, Dilma, perhaps, Ela, but, Deha, that. So, when... So, deha, that is like when. That you will see your neighbor's ox. When you see it is really an offshoot of that you will see it. That's how Rashi explains. Rashi says they're all a lashon of im. Im could mean when, and they're all an offshoot of im. So the Gemara says, wait a second. I asked you, how do you know that Aaron passed away before Moshe? And you told me because when Moshe came to give his speech, it says it was after he conquered Sichon. And Sichon was still around when Aaron passed away. How do you know? Because of this pasuk about Knani. What's the connection? I asked you about Sichon. You're telling me that after Aaron passed away, Knani was still around and they came and attacked. What's the connection? So that's a Gemara's question. Me, dummy, are they similar? Hatam Knan, hacha Sichon. Over there it's talking about Knan. Here we're talking about Sichon. Answers the Gemara, Tana, we have a Braisa, hu Sichon, hu Arad, hu Knan. It's all one and the same. Sometimes he's called Sichon, sometimes he's called Arad, sometimes he's called Knan. Sichon, he was called Shedumel Siach Bamidbar, because he's compared to a young horse in the desert. Kenan al Shem al Chuto. He's called Kenan because that's his kingdom. Uma Shemo, but what was his real name? Arad Shemo. Ika de Amri, others say Arad was not his real name, but rather Arad Shedumel Arod Bamidbar. Arad is because he was like this wild mule in the desert. Kenan al Shem al Chuto. He was called Kenan because that was his kingdom. Uma Shemo, but his real name was Sichon. Shemo's real name was Sichon. So with this, we have proven that when Aaron passed away, Sichon was still around, because they attacked us after Aaron passed away. If Sichon were still around, then when Moshe comes to give his speech, it says it was after he conquered Sichon, then obviously Moshe's speech came after Aaron's passing. In which case, we have proven that when it comes to counting from the Exodus, you do not count from Tishrei. We said it's Nisan. The Gemara said, who said it's Nisan? Maybe it's Tishrei. Now the Gemara has proven that it's not Tishrei. What the Gemara is going to do, what we'll see next week, is the Gemara is going to say, wait a second, you still have a bunch of other months it might be. So it's not Tishrei, but who said it has to be Nisan? Maybe it's Iyar, maybe it's Sivan, maybe it's Tammuz, you know, maybe it's Adar. Who told you it has to be Nisan? So that's the continuation of the Gemara that we'll see B'ezrat Hashem next week.
Question?